We are learning Maseches Nedarim Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning 9 lines from the top of the Amud, more to the beginning of the line, L'man D'Amar. We had a Machlokes, Rav and V'yechanon, if the reason why you're not allowed to charge for Mikra is because of Schar Pisak Taimim, and that's not the Araisa, or, and therefore, the reason why you're not allowed to charge really for Torah. The reason why you're allowed to charge for Mikra is Machlokes, Rav and V'yechanon. Rav says the reason why you're allowed to charge for mikra is because schar shimer, because I'm babysitting. That's what I'm charging for. I'm not charging for Torah, but I'm charging for babysitting. And I medrash also babysitting. No, usually teach medrash to older kids. Mikra is for little kids, and therefore there's a vart of babysitting. Rav Yechlin says the reason is schar pisak timing. I could charge a pisak timing, that means a trup, the different ways of starting and ending the pasuk, and that's all midirabbanon. And therefore, I'm allowed to charge for the rabbanon the Torah. I can't charge for the rice the Torah, I could charge for the rabbanon. That's the two pshatim in our Mishnah, why I'm allowed to charge for Mikra. And we had a problem, what's pshat in our Mishnah? So we said, our Mishnah's talking about cotton for that man the Amma. If you learn Schar Shima. If you learn Schar Pisa Taim, you can win God. If you learn Schar Pisa Taim, you can talk about cotton. And so that's the two pshatim in our Mishnah. So Mar says, man the Amma, Schar Pisa Taim, the one who says the reason why you are allowed to charge for mikra as pisuk taimim. My time learning schar shima. Why didn't he say like Rav, who says you could charge for babysitting? Kesavar, the Gemara says kesavar banois mika boyin shimer. It's mashma in the Mishnah that anyone mudahana you can't teach a mikra. Even ladies and girls and ladies are not the derech. They don't make trouble. They don't run outside. You don't need schar shima for them. That's how the Ran learns. You don't have schar shima for them. If you don't want to learn that we're talking about schar shima, because banos don't need shima. So what's behind the Mishnah? And the way the Ran has different girsa is that gadol mi bayi shima, which means like this: it's a daichik the zet sign the Mishnah by a katan. According to Mandeon schar shima, where it says in our Mishnah you could charge for mikra, and therefore it's called hana. So the chayra, we charge mikra. The chayra, it's a daichik to say our mishnah took dafka katan. That's a daichik to say like that. So therefore, that's why the man was chayra pisak taimim. Not want to learn schar shimer because he held that our mishnah is a big daichik that way, and our mishnah is mashma. He could charge. So it must be a schar pisak taimim. The man diom is schar shimer. My time was schar pisak taimim. The man diom holds that has to come into babysitting. Why do you say that Rav Yechon pshat a schar pisak taimim that you're charging for the pisak taimim which is not the raisa? Taras says he holds it is the raisa. Kusavar. Pisik time the raisa who he holds that the trup of the psukim is the raisa. No rav ikav of no rav chanan no rav. My dechsev. What's pshat in the pasuk in Nechemia? It says in the pasuk vayikru basefer b'tarius alekim mefayrosh v'soim seichel v'yevinu b'mikru. That's the lashon of the pasuk in Nechemia. We can touch each word of it. Vayikru basefer b'tarius alekim zeh mikru. That was teaching them how to read. Mefayrosh zeh targum. That was Targum, the Taijin of Psukim. V'som Seicha Elo Psukim. That's where to start a pasuk and end a pasuk. V'evinu v'mikra is a piece of timing. That's a different way to have the trap. And what is it? V'evinu v'mikra. How do you know how to understand the pasuk? From the trap. You know where to stop, where to go pashta. It all teaches you how to read the pasuk. It's Havon in the mikra. So you see, it's Medaraisa. Some say that's the Messiah of the different things that are missing and the added words. Either way, what do you see from this pasuk? That's the Raisa. So this man the Yama Rav holds that it's the Raisa from this pasuk, and therefore he had to say schar shimer. He didn't want to learn schar piece of time. He had to charge why? Because there are banon. He holds no, it's the Raisa. Therefore, the only thing he could charge for is for schar shimer. And since mikra is usually taught to children, so that's why we said you can't teach the mudana mikra. Why not? Because usually there's a payment there for schar shimer. And like we said before in the Gemara, it's makkav shleit from schar. Zog tomorrow vayta. Omer Rav Yitzchak. Why don't you mention something about Messiah? I'm going to talk a little bit about this. Omer Rav Yitzchak. Mikra soifrim, ve'itah soifrim, ve'karyon v'loy k'sivim, which means kri and aksiv, ve'ksivim like karyon. All these things are alok alamayish mesina. So what are these things? Mikra soifrim, we're going to give examples. It means the kri had to read things. We'll give examples to that. Ve'itah soifrim means certain things that were extra words just to make it read nicer. Kri v'loy k'siv means you read something in the pasuk, even though it doesn't say it in the pasuk. The letter's not written there. And ksiv leikri means something. It's a word that you don't read it. So now I'm going to give examples of all these different things. What's an example of mikra soifrim, which you said it means how to read it? So he says the word eretz or aretz is all a kabbalah from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, how to read this. It's Oretz or Eretz. That's the Mikra Soifim. And how do you know when to say Oretz or Eretz? Zogt Aran, when there's a snachta, then it's Oretz. When there's no snachta, it's Eretz. And that all comes from Mesorah. Shemayim Mitzrayim, there, how do you know how to read it Shemayim? It should really be Shomim, Mitzrim. What's, how do you know Shemayim? Where's the Aleph? Teretz is, it's Mikra Soifim. Taught us how to read it. Shemayim. That's for Mikra Soifim. Eat, that's Mikra Soifim. What's Eat the Soifim? Eat the Soifim means certain extra words. Eat the Soifim, the Pasuk says, Acha Tavairu, Acha Telech, Acha Teosef, Kodmusorim, Acha Noigdim. So these psukim, it could have said, for example, one pasuk is in Parshas Vayera. It says, "Ve'ekapas lechem sodu levchem achat tavayru." It should say, "Ve'tavayru, eat and leave." What's achat tavayru? So achat tavayru. So Ran second pshat learns the achat tavayru means that we learn from here that it means ve'achat tavayru. You could have said that, you know, "Ve'ekapas lechem sodu levchem ve'tavayru and eat it there." It says achat tavayru to know that afterwards leave. And achat teilech also means afterwards leave. We're talking about the Rivka. Achat teilech, afterwards leave. So achat teyosef, kodmu sharim achat noignim, which means first came the sharim, the singers, and afterwards the menagnim. But achat came menagnim. Another example, tzikoscha kahare kale. If you run second pshat, it means like this: that teaches us that the word kale comes before. That kahare kale means that the Akharish Baruch Hu, his tzedekosim are like Megula, like Harim. So that's how we know from the how to make the when to make the hefsik to koscha kahari kale. So that's what they taught us. All these things are eater seifrim. How to read the word extra words. How to teach it, and this teaches us how to teach these psukim. What's kriv leksiv? The pasuk paras de belechtoi. The pasuk that says in Shmuel, it says there in the pasuk that the vayach es hadareza ben rochayv melech tzoyva belechtel hashav yadav inar, and the word paras is a kriv like siv. You put in the word paras, even though it doesn't say it in the pasuk. Another example is ishta kasha yishal ish b'dvar lekim. It says about tzasach a teufel, and there in the pasuk says kasha yishal ish b'dvar lekim. Don't say ish in the pasuk, but we read ish. And also ba'im de nivnasa la de pleita. Esta Hagad, who got there? Esta Hagad is by it says v'yam bayas v'yam la. Who got li kasha? She says chamaseich achrei ma'isi sheich. And there we say the word s over there is not really written. We have it written actually. The Ram points out. So this is not in the Masorah. The Goyin takes out this line. Eli da Goyin. Also, there's a pasuk in by Rus that says Eli. It says v'toymer la kasha toymer Eli esa. Next pasuk teray gairin. That's what's called a gairin. Because next pasuk teray gairin. So there, the word Eli is red, even though it doesn't say it. And Eli da serim also. So halein, all those things are cream like sivim. You read it, even though it's not written. What's the kasuv like karin? What's the examples of pesukim that are written and you don't read it? Words that are written, you don't read it. Na de yislach. The pasuk that says there base rima and yislach. No Hashem, you take the word no. The pasuk of Zois HaMitzvah, which also again is the whole tumult if you have to be gerous this, but the pasuk says in Parash Vashchanam, Zois HaMitzvah, Hachukim HaMishpatim Shiva Hashem Lekechem, according to Agamar, you don't read the word of Zois, but we do, so therefore some take out these words. Yidroich da Hadoirech, that there it says twice the word Hadoirech, I don't read them both. We don't read both those words. It says, El Yidroich, Yidroich, Hadoirech. It says the word Yidroich twice. We don't read the second Yidroich. Same thing in Chomish, the past Negev. It says Chomish, Chomish twice there. We don't read the second one. Im Dechi Goyel. Also, there also, but Im Dechi Goyel, it says by Rus, Ki Omnam Ki Im Goyel Anoichi. The Im is Ksiv V'loikri. You don't read it. So these are all examples of Ksiv, Halein, Ksav V'loikari. Omar of Acha, and the Ran says that all there's more. And he says, but he speaks out the Zois. Some have a gerus that the Zois is somewhere else. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, but a pasuk Chaya Hashem Asher Also Lono Was Nefesh Zois. That's what the Zois is taking out. One more Gemara, Omer Va'achah Barada B'Marava in Eretz Yisrael, Pasking La'Dein Psuka Tlos Psukim. This following pasuk, they split into three. The pasuk reads like this: Va'yemer Hashem El Moshe, Hinei Anoichi Ba'alecha Ba'ava Anon Ba'avur Yishmael Om B'Dabri Om. That's one pasuk we have. It's Perek Yotes and Shemois pasuk Tes. In Marava they split up the three, and the pasuk went like this. First pasuk is Vayema Hashem Al Moshe Hine Noichi Barilecha Ba'ava Onon. Period. The next pasuk, Bavur Yishma Om Bedabri Imach V'Gam B'Choy Aminu Loilam. That's pasuk number two. Three, but Yagin Moshe as the Re'ah Bel Hashem. They split this pasuk into three. That's what they did in Eretz Yisrael. We have it in one big pasuk, but Eretz Yisrael they put it into three different pasukim. So, okay.